Hello everyone, I'm Bruffy1322 and welcome to the 12th episode of the Chalking Hazard podcast with my co-hosts Sugarfree Nos and RDT33.
What up?
We're going to talk a little bit more about some recent gaming news. In particular, Rockstar are getting sued for something that happened 15 years ago. And just in general, talk about a little time. Bit more about time they got their comeuppance.
Yeah, exactly.
And talk a little bit about, you know, Rockstar being in hot water in the past and all this kind of stuff. And then just a general bit of gaming news, you know, just we'll see how that goes. So have you guys got any follow up from previous weeks? Have you got anything to say about previous episodes? Are we all good to go?
I'm really nostalgic about them. If I think about it.
Yeah, they were a lot better before. Our shows were a lot better when we first started.
Are you saying that our shows were a lot better when we were doing once every 2 weeks? I think that's what you're saying, right?
Nope.
Let's move on, changing
topic.
Nope.
not what I'm saying at all.
I think I triggered a lot of people with my Trevor hate. I'm sure I did. And just
I think everyone hates Trevor.
Yeah, I triggered everybody. Wasn't good. I got triggered. Everybody got triggered. It was bad, so...
It was interesting to hear people's different opinions on what they thought was the best, like in the comments afterwards as well on the video, what they thought was the best GTA games.
Yeah,
it was GTA 5.
There was no one thing that was always at the top. It was everybody has their favorites, which makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
There should be only one good game, and that's it.
Exactly.
And it just so happens to be your opinion, what your favorite game is. That would be the best game, and everybody else is wrong, I'm guessing.
Yes.
True.
So, Rockstar getting sued again.
They seem to be very good at that.
They do seem to be very good at
amazing.
That. Yeah. And they're being sued for something in GTA Vice City. Now,
it's a pretty recent release, if you remember. Came out in, 2004? So
Jesus, I mean, I can't. So the people that are suing them are called the Psychic Readers Network,
and they're suing about them. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think anybody knew anything about them before this happened. So maybe they just wanted
all
some
a PR stunt. You think it's all a PR stunt?
Maybe
get their name out there.
Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah. So there's a character in GTA Vice City called Anti-Poulette, would you say that? Is it a way to say that? Poulette? Anti-Poulette, let's say. who gives Tommy Vercetti some mind-bending tea. Interesting flavours of tea, let's say, during the game. And this Psychic Readers Network are basically saying that that character is a direct ripoff of the Miss Cleo character, who it was a TV psychic in the United States. So from what I have gathered, I obviously, because I'm not from the US, I don't know anything about it. But do you guys know that character? Do you guys know
no.
that person?
Like people would call into her and ask about. They always make fun of her on TV shows. I think the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air once did it.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. But yeah, you would like call in and pay money and she would tell you your future or whatnot.
Yeah.
Sorry. Psychics are the work of the devil. So we're not allowed to watch that stuff down here. You agree that they're the work of the devil.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm going to show a little clip from Vice City. So you can see the character that, you know, this person is based on, supposedly. Let me just get to it. There we go. So, for those who've played Vice City, I'm sure you know this character.
Come in, my dear, and rest your soul. Yeah. You must be the big bad man my granddaddy been chatting about. Tell me things about you, you know, when he visits, and about the others who wait for you.
So... That's a tiny little clip. That's the character that the Psychic Readers Network is saying has ripped off this TV psychic who was part of their network, supposedly. Now, the interesting thing, and I find this completely ridiculous, that they are suing after this. That both of the characters, that is the Miss Cleo character from the TV show and the character in Vice City, were actually played by the same woman. The same woman who played the Miss Cleo character on the TV show for however many years it was, also was the voice actor for the Vice City character.
That's fantastic.
So basically, I mean, how wow. they can sue for that, I don't know. But unfortunately, that actress, Yuri Harris was her name. She was the actress that played both of them. GG, nice lawsuit indeed. She unfortunately passed away last year.
She wasn't around to see this absolute stupidity that has happened with her.
No,
name.
It seems like it's only happened after she's passed away. And it seems like this Psychic Readers Network are maybe trying to... supposedly, they've only just spotted that they're almost the same character. But
I wonder who could have seen that coming, if someone could have predicted that.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, my goodness.
So they have decided to sue to... They're saying that they're working to defend the Miss Cleo brand, which they've supposedly invested over.
Like, is this brand still relevant?
Well, I don't know really. You know, she's now passed away. Maybe they're trying to make as much money out of that brand as what they can until, because they can't carry on with that brand, obviously, with her not being around anymore. So maybe they're just trying to milk as much money as they can off it.
I guess.
Which is a bit shitty to do, to be honest, after she's passed away, to do something like that. But supposedly they say they've invested $100 million in her over the years, that brand. And this isn't actually the first time that they've done this. A French toast crunch. I don't know that brand. Do you guys
so
know?
Good.
Yeah.
Tastes you can see, man.
It's a cinnamon toast crunch, or French, I guess it's different. Okay.
You can see the taste.
Cinnamon toast.
Right. Okay. But basically that they ran an ad in 2015 also featuring the exact same actress, Yuri Harris, who's now passed away, who played these characters. So they had an ad with her as the actress in the ad, and this Psychic Readers Network had it pulled from the air because of the similarities between her and but it's the same actress.
They're going to her Wikipedia page, pulling up her filmography, and then just suing every single person.
Suing everyone who had
a loose cannon.
But like, she's the actress that played it. Surely she should be. You know, they're not exactly saying that. You know, when they're mentioned in these ads or whatever, they're not the same character. They're not saying the Miss Cleo character. It's just played by the same actress doing the same sort of thing, what she's known for. But I don't, and that was, they were successful with that. They obviously they actually got it pulled off the air, that advert, and maybe they're trying to go one step further.
What are they going to do with Vice City? I guess just get money. That's all you can really do.
That's all. Yeah, they want the money from it, I guess.
Were they upset that she was shelling out psychic readings behind their back or something? Like what?
No, I don't understand. But like, for those in the UK, we I can't remember the name of the company, but there's an ad that. I can't remember what company does it, but for anyone who's seen Pulp Fiction, Winston Wolfe.
Of course.
The character that played him, what's his name?
Oh, my goodness, you shouldn't have asked me.
Damn it. Okay, I need to look this up before we continue.
To Google!
I want to say H is...
Harvey Keitel,
okay.
I always forget that dude's name.
Yeah, I
always
know.
Forget it.
Direct Line, that's it. The Direct Line ads have Harvey Keitel in those ads playing the Winston Wolfe character. And he is, you know, just doing his Winston Wolfe stuff, but...
Yeah, the fixer, basically.
Yeah, and he's fixing things for them. Obviously, Direct Line is an insurance company, so when you know, they're insuring... If someone insures a car, they're getting into an accident, Winston Wolfe is there to sort it out. Have you, you know, you're a member of Direct Line or this, you know, but he is actually the character of Winston Wolfe in those adverts. So I would imagine that in you know, they surely would have had to get permission from the people who own Pulp Fiction, the publishers or whatever.
Maybe
Quentin Tarantino, I don't know, but it's probably
Quentin Tarantino.
It's probably whoever published.
Don't talk to me back when
Quentin
Tarantino.
Jim, some good ass coffee.
Yeah, I love that movie. We need to have like a movie night or something on Twitch where we just watch Pulp Fiction. It's my favorite movie of all time.
That's really good. It's your favorite.
Yeah, it really is. So they should, but when like if they'd have taken a different route with that character, the actor playing a similar character but not actually saying I'm Winston Wolfe or not, you know, slightly different. Everyone knows that it's kind of the same type of person, but if they were to change it slightly, then surely they wouldn't have had to ask permission for that. And that's kind of the same as what they were, this situation with the advert that got pulled. Like, she wasn't playing the Miss Cleo character. It was the same actress, but just playing a different character. Similar
like
to what she's known for.
Toast
but,
or something like that, right?
You know, I don't know exactly how the ad went. But anyway, they successfully got it pulled from the air in 2015. And now,
lawyers, man. Lawyers. I know,
now they decided the Psychic Readers Network to go after Rockstar, because Rockstar are never, you know, away for too long from lawsuits. So basically, they're saying that because this character, who is played by the same actress, bears a likeness and a similarity to their Miss Cleo character, they're suing Rockstar for an undisclosed amount of money. And I can't believe it. Surely they're not going to get anything.
Oh, I
can.
Hell, they might actually get something. They might actually get something.
There's no way.
I don't put it past them, honestly.
I can't. There's no way they can get something from that.
I imagine it is easier for Take-Two to just pay off these people, make them go away, than it is to sit there and fight them. So,
well, supposedly, Rockstar have stated that the claim was entirely meritless and completely ridiculous, adding that they would vigorously defend ourselves with regard to this matter.
I hope they do, because they don't deserve a thing.
No, the Psychic Readers Network, I mean, they're based on
Yeah, when did that show end? 2002, I think I saw just a second ago.
Did it really?
On Wikipedia, maybe.
What, the Miss Cleo show?
I just watched the French Toast Crunch commercial, and it was French Toast Crunch, not Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So I apologize to anybody that I said the taste you can see. You can't see the taste in French Toast Crunch. But she was playing herself. She literally, in the commercials, like, welcome, Miss Cleo. I want to die.
So she was playing, like, Miss Cleo.
But it was still her. She agreed to do this.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, where does it fall? Like, if it's her character, should she be allowed to play her character on different things? Like, what, you know, we get to a gray area, I guess. Like, does she own that character?
Can she not make money on her own likeness?
Yeah, you know, how does that... Obviously not in the eyes of the law, because they pulled that ad. But I don't think they've got a leg to stand on with this, because she's not playing Miss Cleo. She's a comic writer. And this is very similar to the Lindsay Lohan situation as well with Rockstar, which seemed to go on forever. Obviously, Lindsay Lohan sued Rockstar again for the same thing. A character in GTA, I can't remember the name of the character, but it was meant to bear resemblance to Lindsay Lohan.
There wasn't I don't think there was a specific character. It was just that woman in the loading screen, right? Or
was it?
I think
she
does
have a part. I thought it was game. No. I thought it was the nut job movie star in the game who you have to like chase and there's the paparazzi mission.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She gets, you know, she's just a total lunatic. I thought that was. Meant to be
maybe?
Lindsay Lohan.
Even still, that could be anybody.
But this is the thing that Rockstar did. Poppy Mitchell,
it.
There you go, that's it.
Oh,
thank you. It always, we can always be the chat. We always rely on the chat to keep us informed.
I mean, like every vapid teenage movie star that's pretending to be a virgin for children's television is not you, Lindsay Lohan. Go away.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean,
sorry, Lindsay.
When you think Rockstar, the whole series of GTA is a big parody for the world itself. Like, it parodies in San Andreas the 90s hip hop rap LA, in Vice City it parodies the Miami Vice type stuff in the 80s. Now with GTA 5, it parodies the modern day stuff. So and even down to the characters, it's making a satirical parody of real world likenesses. But you can't sue for that. Like, obviously, Lindsay Lohan lost that that court case, and rightly so, because it's not her. It's
flat out not her.
Yeah, it's like, where do you draw that? Like South Park, for example, that has actual actors in there, but not playing them, playing them.
Yeah, and they are voiced poorly, or was
voiced poorly. You know, they do all these ridiculous things, and I'm sure South Park have been sued for stuff like that as well. But you can't sue for a parody of you, like that's not how it works. So, I'm pretty sure that this Psychic Readers Network lawsuit against Rockstar isn't gonna even. Maybe they want some attention from it, and maybe they want to just try to make as much money as they can off her likeness now that she's passed away, which is a bit of a shitty thing to do, but. You know, there's no way I can't see them ever getting anything from this, and I hope they don't. We'll see.
When this all comes out, the only people hoping to get money from that is them, is the lawyers for this.
The lawyers are going to make some money out of it. And that's probably it.
But that's an interesting point to make. Where is the headquarters of Rockstar? Like their main headquarters?
Actually, I don't know. Like, where would be?
I mean, they've got different studios, right?
They have
different
studios, but
if the studio that made it is the UK and they're suing, I'm not entirely sure how that works, but I'm pretty sure you go to wherever you think the crime was committed. So if
sirens.
Like, the UK Rockstar was the one that claims responsibility for GTA Vice City, they might have a leg to stand on when it comes to that, if that's true.
Well, the headquarters listed by the internet in the UK. Are in New York City. So although they started out a British company and their main studios are in Scotland, Rockstar North, and that's obviously who created Vice City as well. I think because Rockstar are probably a U.S. company, like they're registered in the U.S. They are a U.S. company. I think they will. It will. You know, it doesn't necessarily make a difference that it happened. I mean, this happened 15 years ago.
15 years ago.
This is ridiculous. This is even a thing.
Man. Jesus. Psychic readers. Bullshit.
It's ridiculous. There's no Scotland. Way they can get anything. But I mean, we could talk a little bit more about Rockstar getting involved in lawsuits. We had the Lindsay Lohan stuff, but they've never been shy of getting involved in lawsuits or
controversy.
In particular, it's just ridiculous. I mean, the one that springs to mind most is the hot coffee bug glitch. It wasn't really a bug. The story behind that was quite interesting because it was in the initial release, but wasn't it hidden behind something? It was like you had to use a mod to be able to access it. You couldn't access it just through normal gameplay, I think.
You had to mod the game in some respect or something, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but then
someone found it in the code, basically. Yeah, that's what Neo says.
And then after that, they were forced to remove it in the later versions of the game that they sold, which is it's just crazy to me. I mean, especially when you think of games now and what they have in them. That hot coffee, that was nothing in comparison.
Well,
really.
I mean, you know, Bruff, you know all about sex scenes in video games, considering you helped Xerxes play God of War the other day. So,
Pilsner.
Yeah, God of War in particular.
And Pilsner. Yeah, playing
I'm never
going
to get over that.
I'll never get that either. That was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
God.
That was barely warm coffee indeed. Yeah, God of War seemed to be pretty out there with the sex scenes in that as well. Mass Effect pushed the board out a little bit. But I suppose
Most of that was closed though.
Yeah, it was.
They were closed during that.
But there still seemed to be controversy over it. I don't know how. People are too up their own ass about stuff like this.
Who doesn't like screwing aliens, man? That's what Mass Effect's all about. Cruising the galaxy, saving everybody and screwing aliens. That's the whole story.
I think the best part about it, though, is that it's a game that's rated M. at least in the US, you have to be 17 to buy it.
Yeah, it's rated 18 in the UK. So.
And people are
worried about the children.
Then don't let your stupid kids play the game.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, it's not the game's problem. Maybe you shouldn't just let immature under 18 kids have access to that kind of content. So
no, we can't do that. It's not my job to parent my child. So yeah. That's your job.
It's like, yeah. Quentin Tarantino, stop making violent movies. My kid's gonna watch that.
Yeah.
Don't be an idiot. Don't let your kid watch it.
But I mean, the GTA is always kind of pushed the board out with stuff like that. I remember there was huge controversy when GTA 3 was first released because of the violence in it, and focusing mainly, it seemed like the mainstream news and the people who had a problem with it were always about, you know, mention the same thing. You can pick up a prostitute, have sex with her, and then beat her to death with a baseball bat. That's always the thing
that they would always say.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your money back. That was the thing that they would always pop up. But again, it's an 18 game. It's not meant for people who for kids, and it's GTA has always done this, and I kind of respect them for doing that, for Rockstar, for pushing the board out like that and taking this sort of stuff head on. But in a way, I guess it's given them even more promotion for the game. I mean, when you think how it's been covered over the years, all these controversies, how much free advertising they got from all of that. You know, the amount of people who have a problem with it is probably pales in comparison to the amount of people who thought, that sounds like fun. You know, it's a video game. Really. So
this game allows you to run people over and shoot anybody you see.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. You're like, that doesn't sound too bad to me, actually. I'd rather do that in a video game.
I think what needs to happen is parents need to start teaching their children that when you pay for a service, that's a transaction. And if it's a no-refunds transaction, it's a no-refunds transaction. You can't just kill a prostitute to get your money back. That's not how the real world works.
Gotta own your decisions, Johnny.
You get the service, and that's how it goes. You just can't do that. That's where I draw the line.
That's where you draw the line. Yeah.
It's not an undercooked hamburger, all right? This is a human being. You paid for a service.
Yes, exactly.
But it seems like there's always this you know, this group of people who always have these problems with these games, and it seems to be that they shoot themselves in the foot because any outcry that they have about it gets covered and just makes that game more popular. And from my experience anyway, you know, if you don't like it, just don't play it and don't let your kids play it, and that's it. Why do you have to then force those opinions and those problems that you have with the game on everybody else? And ultimately they shoot themselves in the foot because it gets more popular. But I'll never understand that kind of sort of thing. Yep. It's the same thing with the lawsuits. Like, maybe they're just in it for a bit of, you know, fame, and they want some notoriety from suing a big company. But they're just making more headlines for Rockstar, for GTA itself, and people think, oh yeah, Vice City, that character, oh, it was a great game, Vice City, maybe I'll buy it on the App Store now that it's on iOS. Or, you know, this probably always happens. All publicity, most publicity is good publicity.
Hammer brings up a good one too. Manhunt was extremely controversial. Apparently, I've never played Manhunt myself.
I've never actually.
Apparently, the violence in that is pretty hardcore for you know, the year that it came out.
Yeah.
So,
and look at GTA 5, like someone mentioned, and Jaji mentioned about the exotic dancers in bikinis in GTA, but in GTA 5 they weren't really in bikinis. Yeah. You could you know, see boobage. So, and there was controversy. There was controversy about that as well when GTA 5. There was controversy about that as well when GTA 5 first came out. And GTA 5's done pretty well for itself. So, ultimately, you're just gonna let them have their moment of shouting and screaming about it, and just continue to enjoy your game, like everybody else does.
Oh, that's a big ass truck.
So
everyone seems to love your term, boobage.
Boobage.
It's a great term.
Boobage, absolutely. That's the term. It's just not just one boob or two boobs. It's a whole host of boobage. So, talking a bit more about GTA Online, another article that has come out fairly recently is that, or news in general that's come out fairly recently, is that GTA Online is continuing to grow, and it's doing better than ever. Yeah, what supposedly, in the latest quarter, I think they base it on. So the latest quarter from June and July, probably May is involved in that as well. That was the best quarter for Take Two in terms of profits ever since GTA Online released. Obviously, it doesn't beat when GTA 5 was released and they had the game sales from that. But for GTA Online, they haven't made as much money in any quarter as the last one.
So that's crazy.
It's
crazy that people are buying into these shark cards, I think. Yeah. It
shows that it works.
It works. Oh, yeah, it works.
That's why we haven't seen
that it ever worked.
You know, do you think that Red Dead Redemption 2 has been delayed not because of gaming reasons, but because they wanted to make some more money from GTA Online? You know, with it doing so well, and when you think about it, with the new DLCs that they've probably put time into instead of focusing a bit more on Red Dead Redemption to get it finished, maybe, obviously, the gun running has driven a lot of shark card sales, because it's GTA Online has done the best in terms of profits that it has ever done. And this is the right around the time when Red Dead Redemption 2 should have released. And, Red Dead Redemption 2 could have taken away from that. So maybe it was a decision monetary-wise.
It could be. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them.
Because we've seen complete lack of any, single-player development for GTA 5. Single-player is just being forgotten about with all the new stuff that you're getting online. A lack of pretty much anything relating to anything other than GTA Online from Rockstar. And it's doing well for them, Jesus. I mean, the amount of money that they're raking in from online with the shark cards is insane.
Well, you have that timeline that people were passing around where they release like a thing every year up until 2013 and then just
nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, but that image. Yeah, something every year and then nothing since then.
I think they're two different games, and although Rockstar does have a pretty loyal fan base, I feel like a lot of people play a bunch of the Rockstar games. I don't know if that would really be an issue. You know, it's like the date that they put out is always changed. They always push games back, and
yeah.
I don't think Red Dead would really cut into their GTA Online shark card sales, because whoever's still playing that now is still going to play it when Red Dead's out.
Yeah,
because if Red Dead has a similar online, people are going to have fun with that. But it's just two different games, in my opinion.
Yeah, fair enough. But it's still insane that GTA Online, even now, four years after it was released, almost.
Yeah.
Coming up 4 years is making more money now than it ever has done. It's probably, I think it's got more players now than it ever has done. Like, more people played in June and July than they ever have done in any previous months.
Yeah, and it's hard starting out now in the game. Like, I wouldn't want to start a new character right now. That'd be awful. That'd be the least fun I've had in gaming in a while if I had to start a brand new GTA Online character right now. And I'll answer Netrex's question earlier. Why it's ridiculous to me is that, like, if I need to spend $100 in microtransaction to have things, to have fun in my game, I don't play that game. I could play another game. I mean, obviously not now, because I have to stream it, and that's just how it is. But if it was just me enjoying video games, if I ran out of money, I would stop playing it, because it would not be fun anymore. So, yeah, that's why it's ridiculous to me. But people have the money to burn, so, more power to them. Obviously, a lot of people have a lot of money to burn, considering $100 surely is a microtransaction.
I think when the microtransaction price gets more expensive than the game itself, it fails to become micro. It's not a microtransaction anymore. It's nothing micro about it. Yeah. But the Take-Two chairman, CEOs, Strauss Zelnick, said that when we first launched GTA Online, we didn't know how the title would be received, and we didn't know how virtual currency sales would pencil out. And he said, as it turns out, monetization has gone rather very well indeed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really? You're not kidding.
It wasn't penciled out. It's been scribbled in permanent marker.
Jesus. Mean, when you think of...
Forget that. That's been... Look, that principle has been etched on a cave wall since, like,
that dude's got it tattooed on his ass.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can see that as GTA Online, the content packs have increased over the years, and what they've become and the prices of everything has increased. You've seen them be able to find that middle point between the ridiculously expensive that people probably buy but doesn't drive Shackard sales as much as releasing stuff that's maybe in the 2 to 5 million range where it's just expensive enough that people can't afford it through normal gameplay unless they're playing a lot. And then not too expensive that people don't think I'm going to spend $100 on a 8 million card and get one thing. So I think that, you know, they've seen them try this approach throughout the course of it, and the prices increase, and then they've reached a sort of middle point now where they know exactly the right price to release things for that's going to drive Shark card sales. And that's everything that they do now with GTA Online is related to making more money from Shark cards. And that's probably how it's going to be in the future as well. Whatever GTA 6 offers, which we still need to do an episode about what GTA 6 is going to be.
Dude, if I could sell something that doesn't even exist for actual money, I would, and it was making this kind of money that it is, I would do it every hour of every day.
Yeah, you'd make the most out of it as possible. Yeah.
I don't blame them.
No.
But it is disappointing.
Yeah. It's a shame that games have turned into this more so than anything else. The games are they're not as much about the game anymore. It's about, you know, it's a shame. But we've talked about that in previous episodes anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, GTA Online still going strong, still raking in the money unbelievably. Speaking about money, there's and companies doing well. We're going to a different game. With Pokemon Go, that had its single.
Do people still play that?
I still play it. I still play it quite a lot. I enjoy it.
What?
Yeah, really? But I mean, the thing is, the thing with Pokemon Go is that it was a huge thing. Everybody played it, but then
for like 5 minutes.
For like for a week, a month, whatever it was, and then what remained was all of the people who actually enjoyed Pokemon. So. You know, all of the people who just played it once or whatever are all gone now. But there's still a huge, huge base of people who enjoy, you know, the Pokemon franchise, the Pokemon games in regular time, Pokemon Go.
Can you battle other people's Pokemon yet?
Not yet, no. But they have a new gym system, which is a hell of a lot better, and raids and things like that. It is still improving a lot. But it's finally at a point now where you would kind of wish it was when it first released, to be honest.
I'll stop playing when there's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Go, alright? When I go around monsters. Okay. With the superior children's monster battling game, okay?
That show was ridiculous. Monsters,
don't talk to Yu-Gi-Oh. Me. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was fantastic. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was the correct choice out of these two.
Hey, I got, how that show starts, like, hey, I got the most important fucking monster ever invented on this card game.
Exodia.
Oh, really? Bam! Let's just throw it in an ocean.
All five pieces of Exodia. You shut your mouth. Or
what?
Four pieces.
Why are you doing this?
I like how Hitman says in the chat, and everyone unsubscribes at the mere mention of Pokemon. I do play. I mean, I've all grown up playing Pokemon. I played Pokemon 20 years ago. I've grown up with the franchise and playing the original games, and I loved it. It's one of my top five games of all time. And as we mentioned in last two weeks ago, so to me, Pokemon Go allows me to be a Pokemon trainer in real life. So you can imagine the appeal to that. You know, I enjoy it, and it's the sort of thing that you can just do as you're going out and doing your own thing. It's not as if you're focusing on it 24/7 or anything, but. The main part of the news is that they had their single best day in terms of microtransactions in that game on the 23rd of July, which was Pokemon Go Fest, which was a failure, unfortunately. But they had... What?
5.8, I'm just reading it now, yeah. 5.8 million on that one day?
$5.8 million in one day was spent on Pokemon Go on the 23rd of July. And their previous best was $5.7 million back in 2016 on one
what
day.
What made the 23rd so special that everyone decided
that was, to... that was an event called Pokemon Go Fest in Chicago, where it was the first big like real life event that they did. Unfortunately, it didn't go so well. It was a bit of a disaster, the actual event. People couldn't connect and stuff like that. Having all people, a lot of people in the park area, but that obviously it got everybody playing the game around the world as well. And with legendary Pokemon released at the same time, $5.8 million in one day. That is ridiculous. And that is the future of gaming. That you can't look past figures like that.
No.
Microtransactions. You can't look past figures like that. That's insane money. $6 million in one day. And this is why GTA Online is what it is, and all Shark Card related, and this is why all games are moving towards that sort of thing, because that's where the money is and it works. And people, and that these companies who make the games, they're not stupid. They know that it works. As much as us, what you could say, true gamers don't like it, we'd rather have a game that you know gives us 80 hours of play time with no microtransactions whatsoever. As much as we'd want that, it's not going to happen anymore. It just
developers like CD Projekt Red, who published The Witcher 3, are going to be few and far between. Well, they are few and far between now. You know, just those.
But I mean, make no mistake, it's not the people creating the games; it's the publishers. Obviously, the publishers force microtransactions down the throats. They want to make sure that that's in there. Because they know it makes money, and it's insane the amount of money that it actually makes. So,
never mind.
What?
No, don't worry. Just keep talking about your pokey people or whatever you're talking about.
we're done talking about it, but yeah, insane money going around in gaming these days, and Sony increasing the price for PlayStation Plus as well.
Yeah,
that was a controversy. that $10 a month, $10 a year. Sorry, not $10 a month. $10 a year. It's. I don't. It. To be honest, it doesn't really seem like a big expense to me. Less than $1 a month increase.
People are just getting mad to get mad. Personally, paying even a dime for playing online, it makes me mad. So, I mean. What's another $10? You're already paying money,
It does go up if you buy yearly, Neo. It's not. It doesn't only go up if you pay monthly. It goes up across the board. So if you buy a year's subscription, it goes up there as well. But you know, this is the thing. I think PC, for those who enjoy playing games more than just a casual thing in front of their TV, more and more people. And going out and just building a game PC.
If gaming is your serious hobby, you need to be on PC. Yeah. If you come home after work and you play an hour of Madden and then maybe you play some GTA Online and blow people up in free mode and then you go to
Don't
bed.
Don't roll your eyes, RDT.
Like that, then you can buy a console. That's fine. But like if it is your serious hobby, you're playing like more than 4 hours a day, PC's where you want to be.
Ironically that people pay for PS Plus and Xbox Live, and then the people who are more likely to pay for that are those who aren't serious about gaming, and those who are serious about gaming are the ones who will be on PC getting it for free.
Are disgusted by the fact that the console people have to pay money for their online. It is pretty ironic there.
What are your thoughts? Yeah, I feel like you've got something to say, RDT. I feel like you're seething about something.
I mean, I'm interested in what you mean by like serious about gaming.
How many hours do you put into it a day, basically?
Oh, it depends on the day, I would say. Like I work certain times and I get back, I try to get a workout in and
you are not a serious gamer. For gaming
exercise, there's no way you care about video games.
Exactly. Sorry, if exercise comes first, you are not a real gamer. I'm just gonna put that out there.
I think serious gaming, the line would be drawn there where if you come home and you play a little bit of Call of Duty and you play a little bit of GTA Online, you don't really play a wide variety of games, or you don't play for multiple hours a day, then you're probably better off with just a console. You don't need a PC for
that.
Stuff like that.
Because you don't even know what a frame rate is. What's the hertz? You know, like
what does 30 FPS look like
versus 60? I don't know. All I know is that Call of Duty feels kind of smoother. I don't know why. It must just be Call of Duty. But that's not to say
that real gamers aren't on consoles, of course. Like, there's some people, that's their only way of gaming. It might be too expensive to have a PC or anything like that. So,
yeah, of course.
You know, it's just more likely that if you're serious about gaming, you play games a lot. PC is kind of the way to go. And there's so many you know, aspects out there that allow you to learn how to build a PC, or you can buy a relatively good PC for a reasonable price. It's not going to be top of the line, but it'll play games. Yeah, so, and it gets you, it allows you to do everything else that you want to do with a PC. So,
yeah, there is Hammer. There is a fight brewing. Come on.
Yes, give Nas enough
a sandwich if I have to. You hungry, Nas?
Not really. But Jaji is correct. Sports games are not as good as they are on console, on PC, because console is where sports games belong, really.
Four dudes on the couch
broing out and their bro stuff, doing bro things, you know, playing some Madden. That's what it's all about. That's what the console's all about. So, not that you couldn't do that on PC, of course, but that's just, you know. That's
I remember, and I think I've seen this a few times. Like, this wasn't just one year. This happened again for the next iteration. But Konami, with Pro Evo Soccer, they had the PS4 version and the Xbox One version. They also had an Xbox 360 and a PS3 version. And the version that got released to Steam was the Xbox 360 and PS3 version.
I remember that.
They did that the next year as well. They did that with the exact same thing. They did. Like, how does that happen? But I guess it doesn't make. I mean, Konami are just the worst of the worst. But it's just
Konami are the worst, yeah. and they own the Yu-Gi-Oh! IP. It makes me so sad. I had to give them money to play Yu-Gi-Oh! And I feel pretty bad. I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. Terrible, terrible company. What have they become?
It used to be so good.
All right, so let's move on. Now we've talked about all controversies and lawsuits and all that kind of stuff. That is marked down at some point that we are going to have a console platform war podcast at some point. Because we've got RDT's main console is the Xbox One. NOS is obviously PC. We'll have a guest who's primarily PS4. And then I am kind of overseeing everything because I play on all of them.
He's the referee.
So we will do that in a future episode at some point.
That should be
platform
a fun
war.
One.
I'm sure that'll be fun.
We need to get someone who really cares about their PS4 though. Like they are all in. PS4 is the best thing that's ever happened to humanity. Like,
I'm sure that's going to be controversial and triggering to everybody in the chat. And me, I'll be triggered too. Yeah, you'll get triggered. Speaking of triggering, how's your PC build doing?
Don't talk to me.
Sorry, Nadi.
There was one thing.
Do you
want to
talk
say.
About that topic?
Let RDT say something. RDT was
going to
say.
Go ahead.
A lot of people were bad mouthing Xbox in the stream the other day. And I gotta say, yes, GTA on Xbox One is not the greatest in the world. That's not the Xbox's fault.
That's putting it lightly.
That is not the Xbox's fault. That is all Rockstar. That just gave us the worst.
If Forza and Gears of War and Call of Duty, like all these other games, can run at 60, they can get GTA to run at a solid 30 on
Xbox.
That's true.
I'll give you that.
Okay,
I mean, when I played Gears of War 4 on the Xbox One, I mean, you know, it was
the multiplayer, and they had their priority straight too. Single player was 30 FPS. yeah. because they wanted it to look pretty, and the multiplayer was 60 FPS because it was meant to be competitive. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And that's, and like Gears of War was a good game. I haven't played it, but I just from what I've seen, it's, yeah. it's a good game. It's
yeah,
a good
yeah. game. They approached it the right way, definitely. And then they unlocked the frame rate for single player in on PC. So you know they did all the right things. And if games can run quite well on Xbox, there's no reason why GTA shouldn't be able to at least be somewhere close to what is possible on PS4.
I mean, my GTA ran better for me on my old 8320 and 750 PC than it does on Xbox One.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We'll get to all that. We'll talk. We'll in the platform war debate. We'll have all that. Let's move on to our regular segments. So I mean, we'll put the call out for community questions. If anybody has any community questions that they want us to answer, we do have the Discord. Just jump into the phone bank on Discord. You can ask your question to MB Hammer, and he'll bring you in. We'll answer your questions later on. But whilst all that's happening, let's do Choke of the Week. Let's do it. If you're listening to this and you're one of Noss's favourite people who listens to this podcast in the car on the way to work or at work. Did you guys see the picture on Twitter? That I linked you guys. Of
that
somebody.
The cola bottle?
Yeah.
Right?
He sent you a picture.
Playing himself
as
a speaker, making his co-workers listen.
Yeah, listening to the podcast at work. Nonsense. Washing dishes in Subway. Hello, Subway.
That's fantastic.
Yes, hello, whatever hello, Subway. Subway.
You're listening to 105.5 Choke FM.
Subway, if you do want to sponsor the podcast, we're looking to...
I love Subway. If we get any
no,
deals
you don't
or something.
Love Subway. You don't love them until they give you money.
Okay, I hate Subway until they start sponsoring the podcast or giving us free sandwiches.
No, they're not going to sponsor us. Come on.
My love is for sale. I'm learning from Noss. My love is
exactly.
for sale.
Exactly. Your love is for sale. That goes for every aspect of life.
You can submit other people's chokes, yes. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be your own choke, yeah. But, feel free to submit your chokes every week. There is a link in the description on the YouTube video or in the show notes if you're listening to this on iTunes or something. And in the chat as well with the Your Chokes command. But if you are listening to this, go to about 49 minutes into the podcast, and when you go back onto YouTube, and you'll be able to see these chokes. At the moment, you're only going to be able to hear them. But are you guys ready with the playlist? Ready to start?
Sure.
I still haven't got the camera set up. But, all right, let's start now. So it's a mobile operations center race. That's pretty interesting. I'm guessing this is... Oh, it's an impromptu race, I see.
Yeah.
I see
what
they're doing.
Why would
that's interesting.
Go out of his way to hit me?
I still need to test this, by the way.
At everyone.
So he's in the lead of this mobile operations center. Oh, that's a car. Oh, it's getting dicey. That's gone.
Oh, wow. Oh, that could be a problem.
Holy cow.
Oh my goodness, what a catastrophe.
That's crash.
He actually ended up losing the race as well, it seems. Second place.
Too bad.
Second.
That one, what was it? It was a blister, right? It was a blister that just got in his way and then put him off.
That was bad.
That was harsh. Bad.
Alright, moving on.
Next one. Oh, this isn't GTA. What game is this?
What game is this?
Is this World of Tanks?
Or no, is this War Thunder?
War Thunder?
I think this might be War Thunder.
Okay.
World of Tanks looks a little different from this, I think.
Oh! That's
Oh, this is World of Tanks? Okay.
It is World of Tanks, okay. All right. That's a death right there.
That's an unfortunate turn of events.
GT5 Hard Race currently lying in first position of GT5 in the MCC Secondary Championship.
Yes, this was last Saturday.
Yeah, it's not long to go. 57 minutes on the clock.
Oh, look at this little like. What is it? He's got a better stream than I do. This isn't fair.
What a scumbag!
What was that? Was that understeer?
How did he? I don't even see what happened there.
Look at his car. Something is just is.
Oh, I forgot to turn off the sounds on the subscriptions. How did he?
I think his car is just that damaged.
Just watch
look
to
the
end. Just watch.
What?
Itchy leg ruined the dream. He itched his leg, and then
in a turn,
missed the checkpoint. No way. That was we'll watch all these through again. I'll keep showing them on the screen.
You guys can make your
decisions in the chat. Those who are watching live, you can get your votes in. We'll watch them all through again. Gaming Ecstasy with a subscription, a very rare subscriber shout out now that we've got a bit of time to do it, because I forgot to turn off the subscription sounds like a scum. I'm doing that now. Thank you for the subscription. But yeah, normally when we do subscription, when we have subscribers in on the podcast, normally they don't play any sounds, and we I read them out once the podcast finished. But yeah, thank you for the subscription.
Who was responsible for the clips this week?
Who was responsible for the clips?
We never said the names of any of the people.
We had Major Copyright was the World of Tanks clip, which we're watching now. The third one was CoinDog. Who was the first one?
Shout out to him. You got some CoinDog emotes.
First one was...
Dad, as well as CoinDog himself, so...
Aegon of Astora?
Aegon of Astora.
I don't know who that lines up with chat.
Major Copyright with the World of Tanks blow up. The MCC secondary championship as well, in first place in GT5. That's one hell of a choke from an itching.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Itching your leg. I mean, that's
always risky
it.
To do, but you want to do it on straight, not on not the turn.
Shit! Fucking idiot!
You can hear the rage. Oh my God. You can hear the rage. Oh, that's harsh.
I would be raging too. Yeah. So.
Oh man. Okay. So Aegon of Astora with the first one, Midge Copyright with the second one, CoinDog with the third one. We'll see who is your Choking Hazard podcast choke of the week very soon. Get your votes in, those who are watching live, those who are looking in the chat, the links there.
And me.
Do you guys have your choices? Do you guys know which ones you've got?
I think I do.
I do as well.
Yeah? Was it an easy decision, or was it between two?
Yeah,
or?
Pretty easy for me.
Mine was kind of biased, but...
Yeah.
I feel that mine is biased as well.
Okay, I think I've chosen mine as well. Do we have... I mean, if we've got a clear winner one way or another, we might as well declare it now.
But, yeah, we do. We have 77 votes, and the leader has 77% of the votes. So
okay.
We
all
have a clear leader.
Okay. Should we say our favorites first?
Yes.
Go on. You go first.
All right. Well, mine is a Major Copyright in World of Tanks. I understand it's not the best. It's probably not the best one. But I think that lapse of judgment and him... about to get that kill, is scoping in on him, and then he just drives off and kills himself. Like, come on, what are you doing?
Copyright. I'll admit, that was the one that made me laugh the most. That one got the biggest laugh out of me, I think. I did enjoy that one.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
What about you, Nos? What's your favorite?
Itchy Leg. Itchy Leg's my favorite.
Yeah, same for me. I mean, that one was a true choke of in every single way. To be leading...
There's a lapse in judgment, bad racing.
Yeah.
To be leading GT5 in the secondary championship on PC as well, pretty significant.
That's just your quintessential choke right there.
Yeah, and then to finish sixth. Go on then, Envy Hammer. Give us the results.
All right, in third place was Major Copyrights. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You called it thank you very much?
I did. I did.
Yeah, that would have won easily.
In second place was Aegon of Astora's Optimus Crime. In first place was choke number three. Blame CoinDog's leg.
Yeah, it's not a surprise, that one. Blame CoinDog's leg indeed. Not the lag. The lag wasn't at fault. It was the leg. itchy leg syndrome. I mean, I agree with that. Congratulations, Kind Dog. You are terrible.
Your leg is terrible. Yeah, so made bad. A terrible decision. Congratulations. Yeah.
Concentrate a little once in a while, will you? Come on.
He just donated 100 bits. At least I won something this week. Can I have some bonus points, please? Good job, Kind Dog. Well done. You are terrible, and you win the Choking Hazard podcast choke of the week. It's nice to see a true choke make its way to the top of the Choking Hazard.
I know that's very important for you.
Yeah, it was a true choke from a big event, from the lead. Significant shame. Lapse in judgment. For it.
Yeah, well, being the Choking Hazard podcast choke of the week definitely doesn't make up for the possible win of the secondary championship, but it is something.
No. So, that's the first round.
It is something. So congratulations.
All right, ADT, do you have an apple juice minute?
Of course I do, obviously.
I'm looking forward to it. Let's see it.
Pack your bags, ladies and gentlemen. We're going on a trip across the Atlantic Ocean.
Ooh.
For one time.
I'm already there, though.
Well, everyone else. Nas, we're going on a trip. You and
all me. Right, I'm with you. Wait, plane? Ship? How are we getting there?
We're taking a plane over there. Right across the Atlantic. You know, I look in my bag and I'm trying to make sure that I got my wooden clogs, my special brownies, and of course my legal prostitution, but I forgot it. Doesn't matter where we're going. You got all that stuff. We're going to the Netherlands right now, right, boys and girls?
Okay.
When I went to the store, I drove there. They said, you can't buy this. You need to be on a bike if you're going to buy this. So I was like, all right, whatever. that's fine, I guess. When you see yourself a red star, you know you're in for a good time, all right? I'm hoping that there are no little boys around there to put a finger in this dike to stop the flow, because I know it's a bit of a stretch. I'm pretending like this is a dike, and I don't want the flow to stop going into my mouth. So, now go to the red light district, grab yourself your favorite girl, sip of tea, and a good old-fashioned Heineken. Suck one down.
Bravo. Wow.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Adi. I do like Heineken. It's one of my favorites, I think. It is similar to Cronenberg, which is my favorite. So I like Heineken.
Grolsch. He should have had the mini keg. Yeah, he should have gotten the mini keg.
There's quite a few.
Did I miss RDT talking about his Heine?
Yeah, you missed it.
There's quite a few that are all sort of that similar style of beer. But nice to see you going European for once.
Just for once.
You gotta try it once.
Do we need...
It's like that. Those couple of times that I said schedule, it felt all wrong. You gotta try doing European.
I don't know why that would feel wrong in any way. yeah, good stuff.
Thank you.
Racing Corner, it was.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the?
No, I didn't. No. I didn't have a chance to.
I watched the last like 20 laps or so. I think
that's where it got interesting.
Wait,
to be fair,
no, I watched like a small recap, like the thing that comes on after the F1 because I missed it. And apparently, did Verstappen take Ricciardo out?
Yeah,
or something like that. Yeah. I'm so upset. I saw that. I was like, I'm upset. I don't even watch this race. I'm leaving. I just decided my favorite F1 driver and his teammate's going to take him out. I can't take this emotional pain. So,
it wasn't good. It wasn't good. And everyone loves Verstappen, so he can do no wrong. I like Ricciardo as well, so that was not good. There is a place to watch F1 online now. Not a full race or anything, but they are, I think, the F1 YouTube channel, I guess it is actually putting up highlights at the end of qualifying and the race. And it's in 60 FPS.
Ooh,
it's ridiculous. It looks so good. A full 1080p, 60 FPS. Or maybe it's 50 FPS. One of the two, anyway. But yeah, it looks really good. But they are very, very short highlights. They're only like 5 minutes or something. But you get to grips of what's going on in the races if you want to catch up and you miss it or something, which is good. You know, ever since F1 got taken over by Liberty Media, they're called, they've been more open to stuff like this, and and that's giving you know, more social media focus and things like that. So that's good. But indeed, the failure to overtake Grand Prix Hungary.
Yeah, except for at the very end, you know, Hamilton was very nice to Bottas.
Yeah.
That was a very gentlemanly thing to do.
Yeah. To be honest, I think it was the right thing to do, because he wouldn't have been able to get past Bottas if he hadn't have let him by. So he was going to finish fourth regardless. So I think it was the right thing to do. And, you know, he mentioned afterwards about, oh, maybe I'll rue those missed points, but he was only getting those points because Bottas let him have those points. He wasn't going to get past anyway, because you can't overtake in Hungary, which Ferrari knew, and they played a great tactical game, even though really Vettel and Raikkonen should have been off into the distance. They had the pace, especially in the first few laps.
That was wild. They just crushed it.
Yeah. In the first few laps, they were gone, but then Vettel had that problem, and he was slower, and that's why everyone got backed up. But they knew you can't overtake at Hungary, so they just held station and nothing was happening as soon as you got within 1 second.
Yeah, Hamilton had something with the radio, didn't he?
Mercedes in general had radio issues. They couldn't say anything. And as soon as the radio came back on, Hamilton came over to his engineer saying, "Oh, finally, look, I'm faster. Let me pass Bottas, and I'll try and give it a go and see if I can overtake them. And if I can't, I'll give it back." And he did. So that's fair enough.
I did A to the J. I did watch the last 20 laps.
Yeah, that's kind of when it heated up a little bit, I think. But because there was no overtaking, it just...
I remember Hamilton came pretty close to second, but then he came out of the DRS and wasn't able to initiate it or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the end of the race for him.
Yeah, as soon as you get in, it's very difficult to get into the 1 second zone to enable DRS, but then it doesn't give you enough of a benefit if you do get into that to be able to affect an overtake, unless you're in a particularly faster car. And then for around the rest of the lap, you're constantly losing time to the point where you get out of that DRS range again by the time you come back to the end of the lap. So you just can't overtake in Hungary unless you're in a different car.
It's such a strange sport, because there are better cars, obviously, right?
Yeah. I mean, the top three in that race in particular, the Red Bulls, the Ferrari, and the Mercedes, were all on top pace, but the others couldn't have held a candle to them regardless.
And then Verstappen just had to...
Yeah, Red Bull could have had a very good result if that hadn't happened.
I know. I'm so upset. I'm not that upset. I don't care about the sport that much, but I'm moderately annoyed. I'll put it to you that way. Because I've just decided to watch this, and I got my favorite driver. Red Bull's a cool brand. All right, it's a cool team. And then, no, nothing. So I'm just going to go cry about it, I guess.
What were you going to say, IDT, about the weirdness of the sport?
I don't know. It's just I guess it doesn't – when you think about other sports, I don't know, football, basketball, other football, European football, rest of the world football – The more you work, the better you get. And in F1, the cars are kind of like the people in a way.
They're not balanced.
It's weird.
Are very,
you know, you can bench press and build a stronger chest, and then you can pump up, put a turbo or something. I don't know much about cars. And then that's going to be a faster car. It's strange to me that there can be such a discrepancy between cars in the same race, you know.
Yeah, the thing is, it's separating a lot of focus with Formula One and motorsport in general is on the drivers, and specifically Formula One. You know, it's all about the drivers' championship, but in reality, it is a team sport. So just like in football, where you need 11 players on a team working together to get a good result and beat the other team. With Formula One, you need all 400 people who are part of that team working on the car to be doing well and better than the 400 people on the other team, often more, to be able to produce a car that's quicker. And the driver is just one part of that team. Obviously, there are better drivers than others, and you need a good driver to be able to, you know, win a championship. And a lot of focus is more about the drivers, and it's whether you want Formula One to be more about the drivers, or you want it to be a team game as it always has been. So it's always trying to find that balance, and I think unfortunately you always get these periods in Formula One where there is one team that's better than another, or two teams, and you never have all 10, 11, 12 teams all on the same pace. It never happens, and it's a shame, but there are other motorsports where it's all closer together. But they're just not as high level as Formula One. So, yeah, there's arguments to and for it, really. I think they're planning, you know, with Liberty Media taking over, they are planning to change up the rules a little bit to make it a little bit more balanced from the top to the bottom, and so that the teams can... They're not. Ultimately, it's who has the most money, essentially. It's the quickest team.
Mercedes throws more money at the car than...
Yeah.
Ferrari does.
And I mean, it doesn't always work. Some people put tons of money in, like Honda in their first, well, not their first stint, but their previous stint in F1, when they actually had a full Honda Works team. They threw tons of money at it. The same with Toyota. They both threw tons of money at it, but never got a win. You still have to work as a team and get all the right things in place. But ultimately, a team with small amounts of money, a privateer team, is never, ever, ever going to be able to match what a works team can do, like Mercedes or Ferrari. So,
Brock, what's your views on Mercedes leaving DTM for Formula E?
That's a lot of companies are doing this, going to Formula E. Formula E is becoming quite the thing, actually. There's a lot of manufacturers. Mercedes is one, obviously, but Jaguar, I think BMW are looking to put something in Formula E as well. Audi are already in it, Renault are in it. There's a lot of manufacturers, car makers, looking at Formula E as a way to drive battery-powered cars for the future. And obviously it's more relevant to the road cars that they're building.
Yeah.
So that's where they're... This is the problem that Formula One has. Formula One's always tried to stay relatively road relevant, which is why they have these hybrid engines now, which people don't like, and they're V6s and they don't sound as good. But with Formula E, it's even more road relevant than Formula One is now. So
that goes into, like, electric cars have such a bad marketing. They could look so cool. Like, no, people don't think that the Tesla S, the Model S, the acceleration is out of this world, because it's an insane electric car and it just has nothing but torque and it just goes. But people don't know that. They hear an electric car and they're like, no replacement.
Damn hippies.
Hippies. They think it. You know, they think every electric car is a Prius.
Ferrari, indeed, like the Fiat Ferrari group are also looking at Formula E. Ferrari might be in, or at least their group. Maybe they'll put in with Alfa Romeo or something like that. I think the Formula E has been such a good thing for them, because obviously motorsport drives the development race, and batteries for these Formula E cars are only going to get better and better and better as these teams are fighting to win these Formula E races. So that is going to go directly into the road cars and have better battery life for electric cars and things like that. Whereas Formula One is trying to do the same sort of thing it always has done. You know, the paddle shift gears that you find in cars these days, not all cars, but most high-end sports cars. There's so many things that Formula One over the years that's been developed in Formula One has gone into what road cars you have now. But with Formula E sort of kind of maybe taking the mantle away from that, maybe Formula One needs to go back to what it is meant to be and just be the fastest, loudest formula of cars in the world, and big engines and forget all this road relevant stuff, I think. But it's tricky. But I think Formula E is still in the early days, but it's only going to get better and better. And I think the races I enjoyed watching the Formula E races, and I can see why these big manufacturers are going towards it, because there is a lifespan on petrol. I was gonna say I don't know why I said petrol. I don't know why I was gonna petroleum, maybe. I was gonna say, I don't know, there's a lifespan on petrol.
Gasoline.
Gas. Okay.
Yeah.
There is a lifespan vehicles. On that, and it's not going to last forever, so they need to look for something else, and that seems to be what they're going for. But yeah, interesting that they're dropping something as big as DTM that has been historically a huge thing for them. Motorsport is changing. And it's the same with the World Endurance Championship as well. Both Audi pulled out last year, Porsche have pulled out as well from the top class, the hybrid class. It's changing. The game is changing. It's interesting. The money is going in different places now. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes in Bruffy's Racing Corner in future. This has been a fun Bruffy's Racing Corner. I've enjoyed this. We've actually talked about
more. Depth.
Yeah, very in-depth Racing Corner. We didn't even talk about Halo as well. We'll get into that in maybe in next week.
I love Halo. Master Chief's my favorite.
I feel like I've been in timeout or something. I've been in the corner so long.
Well, you can have your moment now as we do the calls. So, do we have
any
callers?
Let's take it into the call-in section. Do we have any callers, MB Hammer?
So we've got one caller this week. However, let me tell you, the mailbag is bulging. So
I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy about the write-ins.
Not happy about that either.
No.
We'll let two write-ins a week. All right.
Well, just as well. There's two this week. So
no.
I kind of.
Well, that's not really bulging.
By bulging. I kind of.
What kind of pussy ass mailbag do you have? two letters.
And you must not have any friends.
It's
your
bulging compared to how it usually is. So.
Okay, I see.
Listen.
Compared to none, it's two. So yeah. Bulging.
Yeah, it's all relative. Nos, yeah, it's all relative.
Okay.
Our first caller is C. Balbuena.
Hello, caller. You're on the Choking Hazard podcast. I haven't thought of anything to say that's funny or catchy in a radio sense, so that's a choke itself. What's your question?
Yes!
Okay. I was going to say roughly about TwitchCon.
I can't hear the shit he's saying.
I want to say something about TwitchCon to you, Brophy.
TwitchCon, okay.
Yeah. I know it's going to held this year, but it's in California, am I right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to wonder, like, what are your plans, what are you going to do over there when you go to California this year on TwitchCon?
Okay.
All right, we're going to server mute you, by the way, because you've got some pretty bad echo while he answers your question. So anyway, the question was, you're going to San Francisco
TwitchCon,
for TwitchCon.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Why? I mean, this is probably going to be the topic of a future video, a vlog, I imagine, of explaining what's going on closer to the time. But I mean, there's the relative clip notes or whatever the word is to the small way to say it all, I guess, is
or not San Francisco. Sorry, Long Beach.
No, it's in Long Beach. So I'm going over for a month to the US, staying in San Diego for about 3 weeks. I have family over there, and then heading
that's
up.
Something new.
Yeah,
that's brand new info.
See, yeah, there's a lot you don't know about me.
Yeah.
And then heading up to Long Beach for TwitchCon. I mean, that's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that. You guys should come. You should head over. And why not?
You got some money for me? Can
we'll do live podcast. I don't have any money for you.
Well,
are you
sorry.
Insane? What are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
You know how much it would cost for me to get from the East Coast to the West Coast?
I'm coming all the way from the UK. That's further east.
Yeah, but you got people donating you thousands of dollars every second. So,
no, that's not true. So I'm going
to
go to
I'll drive my
TwitchCon.
Car down to Alabama. We'll hook up. All right, I'll get your trailer.
Yeah. Can I just drive?
No.
We're gonna obviously have a lot of fun at TwitchCon. I'll probably do some vlogging from there as well. Meet up with people. I'm hoping there's going to be a lot of people there. I mean, this is the first time I'll have a chance to do a meetup in the US. So hopefully we'll get a good, decent little meetup going at TwitchCon.
We're the only two Americans that watch you, so you probably won't have anybody. Everybody else is filthy Europeans. It's like
communists. And then... For 3 days after that, I'm going to be spending some time in LA in general. So I'm going to do I'll probably do a bit of a video, you know, going to real life places in GTA places in real life. Maybe try to find Cutting Corners GP or Los Santos GP areas or something like that. You know, just go to the pier and see some GTA locations in real life. That'd be fun. I'm actually going to San Francisco as well for a few days after that. So I'm doing the big three in California. Maybe we'll do a bit of Vegas as well, whilst we're over there in that neck of the woods.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul.
Las Venturas.
But yeah, I'm gonna. It's basically gonna be a long period, a month over there in that area, California way.
I'd go down to Alabama if you went to NASA's trailer. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We could meet in Miami. In Miami.
Yeah.
And party our lives.
Miami
away?
Hasn't been good since like 88. I don't want to go to Miami. It's not the anymore.
So yeah,
it's
that's going to be fun.
And bath salts now.
I'll probably explain all in more detail closer to the time what's going on. But there's going to be a lot going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I think when we're there, I'm going to do the same sort of thing as what I did when we were at in Sweden, and I am going to be able to stream whilst I'm there and make videos and stuff. But
very good.
Probably once TwitchCon starts, I might have like a week off completely of just focusing on that, and I never really take a week off or 2 weeks off or a holiday period at all. So I might just do that at that point. But yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right, let's plan my route right now.
Yeah, let's do it. You need, come on. Let's see
how
road
many
trip.
Miles you'd have to, Starry, you'd have to
thank
drive.
Thank you, Balbuena, for the question, by the way.
Guns.
And just assume we'll meet in Birmingham. I'll meet you in Birmingham.
All right. Well, I have 2,800 miles to drive to Long Beach.
That's
2,800 miles.
That's
nothing. That is nothing.
That would be a day and 16 hours of straight driving.
You can do that, right?
But you haven't even factored. See how long it'd take you to get to Birmingham, and then see how long it'd take you to get from Birmingham to Long Beach. Because you got to come
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
Come on, we've got to do this. Come on, chat. Back me up. We've got to make a real life podcast happen. This has got to happen.
That's 13 hours. That's 14 hours, actually. 13 hours, 15 minutes. That's 14 hours of driving.
How long is it to Long Beach, then, from Birmingham?
From Birmingham?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Who's paying for me?
Sorry, you're just.
I'm sure you can pay for yourself. I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying
remotely.
For these.
Oh, well, yeah. From Birmingham to Long Beach is only 2,000 miles, so you know.
So
that's fine.
It's a day and change. You know.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Not much.
I mean, I drove, 400 odd miles from London to back up the northeast, and that was nothing. That was easy. So, it should be fine. I mean, that's pretty much the maximum you could really need to drive in the UK.
Do you know how much fuel we would use to get there?
Listen,
I'd have to fuel up like three times just getting to NAS.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a flight is the best option, let's be honest. Surely you can get like a cheap flight from one side of the US to the other. Surely that's a thing.
And then I'll stay with you.
Where do we stay and how do we eat, bro? Like, are you going to feed us?
No.
Are your mysterious family members we just learned about 5 minutes ago, are they going
to
feed us?
I think this is the longest answer to a question ever.
Possibly, yeah. Opened up a can of worms here.
Yeah, we've just gotten into an argument about who's going to feed us if we come to TwitchCon.
Yeah, see, 400 is only a bit under 2,800. That's fine.
Just a little bit.
All right, what are the writing questions? Now I'm putting a pin in this. This is going to come back to. I'm bringing this topic back. I'm not letting this lie.
Not today. We're not.
No.
All right. Okay. We got till October.
So the first question is from Jaji. It's for all of you potentially. How do you compare your experiences on a racing wheel to a controller when driving in games?
Oh, I can answer this question really well now, because look at this. Woo! I've been using this recently. I love it.
Are you not part of the answer to this question, Andy T? I have
very, very limited wheel experience, and none that is within the last 12 years, I would say.
So,
yeah.
So that's the mid-drive.
Do you not have a stand for it?
No.
Like I do. Mine's beautifully in the corner there. It stands greatly.
I'm going to try to build one, actually.
Yeah.
So,
But my stand works perfectly. I mean, it never falls down.
Yeah, wow. Wow, that must be fun, buying $200 stands. Anyway.
Driving your stick A to the J.
So anyway, the wheel has been so much fun, the little bit that I've played. It is so ridiculous. I can't contain my love for the racing wheel. It's been the best purchase I've made in a very long time, and I love it. So,
yeah, a wheel does transform. If you're in any racing game that is even remotely trying to emulate real life, then a wheel is absolutely.
It is a good experience. Has been fantastic. Yeah. Dirt rally is a workout. I'm going to go on a dirt rally workout regimen, and like my feet and my right arm are going to be jacked by the end of the year. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. Like just bam, 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 going through, you know, on dirt rally. It's fantastic.
AJ, you're a terrible human being.
Yeah, I do. Like, I mean, it's not the sort of thing. If you're going to get a wheel and not use it, like me, then don't get a wheel. If you're going to use it a lot, then it is a worthy purchase, I would say.
And if you get one with a stick and a clutch. Do it. Just do it. It's so much fun. The paddles are so, they're just so boring to me. I like
the paddles. I've never really got clutch and stick.
I love it. It is so much fun.
The thing is, when you're using a clutch, isn't it just like on and off? There's no actual like managing of the bite or anything like that.
No, it is that. I mean, it's, you know, it has travel time and there's a bite and everything. It depends on how the game is set up.
Yeah.
Like Assetto Corsa absolutely does. You know, some other games might not. BeamNG does as well.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Beam and G, like you can stall your car out easy on Beam because you're bad. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
No, I don't have a handbrake. No, that's the only thing I don't have. I'm gonna try to get one if I can.
All right, cool. Good question. What's the next one? What's the next writing?
All right, the next one was from Deserted Eagle 44. He asks, he's heard the idea of the Cunning Stunt supercars going into a hypercar class and restoring them to their original performance. Would any of you consider adding the sports classics, the Turismo Classic, Cheetah Classic, Ardent Torero, Infernus Classic, and Sterling GT into a super classics class to be reasonable?
Sounds I just matched with a girl named Shaniqua on Tinder.
That's irrelevant.
Yeah, wow. This is meant to be a professional. That was not the answer I was expecting at all. No,
I totally agree with that, all those sentiments in that question, though.
What? You're not meant to be on Tinder or during the podcast.
Class, a hyper sport, a hyper super. Yeah, that'd be great.
It was about the supers classics, a classic like sports classics.
Yeah, that's what supers. I said. Classic, okay. Classic supers. That'd be great.
Wear all the white women.
Yeah, that is definitely not the white woman. If you match with Shanika, that's not
even close, actually.
Jesus, sponsored by Tint. Oh my God!
I was listening the whole time. Just saying.
Uh-huh.
This is gone.
Busy thinking about what you were going to do with Shanika.
It's moments like this that make the podcast great. See, if people stop listening at like an hour in or something, they would have missed that moment. You've missed podcast legendary moment right there. We need to have like an RTT's Tinder segment. how it's going, what the stories are, things like that. what was the question? Oh yeah, the Sport Supers Classics. You go, Nos. What's your thoughts?
It sounds fine to me. I mean, anything to divide these classes up and make them more reasonable sounds great. We'd have our original Sports Classics class back, which would be nice. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, God,
they,
yeah.
They, like, took it from us. So.
The original Sports Classics class. I still miss it. Before the Sterling GT existed.
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to see a Supers class. They're never going to change the classes now. I'm pretty sure it's probably UI limitations or limitations of what they can do regarding...
No.
And they never want to change it anyway. They just don't change things at this point.
No, you can add in classes. We're making a meme class on our 5M server. You can easily add in classes. All right, okay. So don't give them the benefit of the doubt.
They just flat out don't want to do it because, according to them, it works and they don't want to change it. According to them, it's fine. But more classes, the better, essentially.
Yes.
That's how it always is. When you look at GTA 4, there's only like 4 or 5 cars in each class, but there's lots of classes, and that's what
balanced.
You want.
Most of them are balanced.
You want the cunning stunt supers in a hypers class with just those three, and put them back to 57-second lap times where they should be. I've said this many times. You know a supers classics class is perfect, and give us the sports classics back. Just more classes is better. A rally class, a tuners class. Lots of classes is better. And then a multi-class option as well, for good measure, for races. Okay, so...
I have one more mailbag question, if you guys have the time for it.
Sure.
Fine. Okay. Netrix writes, would you guys subscribe to get access to dedicated servers in GTA Online for sessions and races? And you can control settings like disallow weapons, etc.
So basically, like custom lobbies with dedicated servers.
Would everyone have to subscribe, or like just the server owner? Like that.
Yeah, if it's everyone, I would imagine that wouldn't go down well.
Yeah, but like if I could pay to host a server,
yeah,
sure,
that could work.
I'd be down for that.
As long as it transferred to races and things like that as well. As long as the host of the race. Was the person with the subscription to the server. That would work. I would probably pay for that, depending on how much it would be. Yeah.
I mean, you probably wouldn't be able to make money because it's not a public lobby or whatever, but...
No. But I'd probably... Dedicated servers is the one thing that the game needs more than anything, really.
Yeah, absolutely. There is one quick question, I think. I think we'll just go for a one-word answer from each of you.
Okay.
With the addition of the recent retro supercars, are there any cars from previous GTA games that you'd like to see introduced? One car, go. Was expecting this to be a little bit quicker. Mine is a lot... Incidentally,
Deluxo is a good one.
Alright, I'll agree with you, Deluxo.
But a proper Deluxo, like not a Vice City Deluxo, a actual DeLorean ripoff.
What's that fucking car? What is that car from GTA 4?
Describe it. I'll probably know it.
The GT or Super GT or something like that?
Super GT. It looks like the F620, but it's not.
Yeah, I guess.
Hated the Super GT.
That you would drive off of you'd go to the top floor of the dealership, shoot out the window, and drive off.
Yeah,
was that the Super G? Was that the Turismo?
That was the Turismo, yeah.
The Turismo, the F430.
I want that Turismo.
What would I want?
In fact, I know it's nice. I've driven it.
From previous GTA games, the one that's sticking out to me that we don't have yet there's two. I've just thought of another one, and this is the one that I would actually choose. But I was initially thinking of the Diablo Stallion from GTA 3 because I used to like that car. I thought it was pretty cool with the flames and the styling of the car was pretty cool. But I'm now realizing that I would have the San Andreas Infernus,
but it would be
called the Jester Classic or the Jester Retro, whichever one. I don't know why some are classics and some are retro. I don't know, but. Because the Jester is now the new NSX. The Infernus isn't an NSX anymore, but I would want what the Infernus was in San Andreas, which was an old-style NSX. That's what I would want.
Sounds
excellent.
Good.
Well, that one was from Dr. Cola Bottle, who's listening eagerly and at work washing up.
All right. Hello, good Subway. Stuff.
Good old Subway. Get us that sponsorship. Or deals. Yeah. Deals will do. Just cheaper subs.
Deals are perfectly fine.
Yeah, give me some coupons.
All right, that shall be it. Hope you guys enjoy. The Mafia Sentinel! That's a great one.
Nope, Cody, you already made your decision. We're done.
Yep, we're done.
Okay, Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you're still enjoying. And yeah, we'll be back same time next week on Twitch, 7 p.m. UK yeah. time, if you want to listen live. Otherwise, it goes up on YouTube every Monday and on iTunes as well. All the links that you need if you're watching this on YouTube are all in the description. Do you want to say goodbye, guys?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you later, guys.